Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. More than ever, the pandemic proved that the need of enterprises to seamlessly connect processes, data, locations, and other key business elements. So what's with SD-WAN? Global expert Mr. Jeff Holton takes apart the acronym to get at the business utility of a technology that is becoming an enterprise essential with every passing day. And Mr. Holton, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Pleasure to be here, Eric.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your time and for coming out. Looking forward to being informed well per your expertise. So as we know, so many business processes are referred to in an alphabet soup sort of way. Can you explain to our business listenership exactly what SD-WAN stands for and why it is so important?
Yeah, for sure, Eric. Yeah. First of all, SD-WAN is really the next generation of networking. It stands for Software Defined Wide Area Networking. And what SD-WAN does is the same thing for networks that virtualization did for computing. It basically abstracts the management from the actual physical network connections underneath. So let me give you a quick example here, Eric. With SD-WAN, you can build a regional, national, or global network with multiple connections at each site from multiple ISPs or telecom. So your network can reach any site depending on what kind of connectivity is available at that site and what's needed. So it's of particular use to a business, let's say, that has branch offices or sites in different parts of the country or even in different countries. And in the past, you know, a business would have to either select a single telecom or and then take the deal that that telecom offers them, or try to negotiate with multiple ISPs and telecoms. And that really required them to have the internal skill to understand what they're buying, what they're being told, and how to manage it. They kind of had to really do a lot of work themselves. With SD-WAN, what you can do is go to a SD-WAN provider and say, hey, look, I've got these sites. Here's the internet connections that are available to me at those sites, or I want to use fixed wireless at this one site or LTE at that other site. You know, and the SD-WAN can sew all of these circuits together into a single cohesive network that can be managed as a single network. And the cool thing is that it allows you to kind of connect in cloud services as well into that network. And you can change, you can add sites, you can take sites out, you can increase bandwidth, you can decrease it. It's just a lot more flexible because you're using more off-the-shelf connectivity at each of the sites. And so in a way, SD-WAN really kind of democratizes networking. It gives more companies the ability to build and manage networks, and it allows these companies to offer network services and manage network services that compete with the big ISP and the big telecoms.
Really appreciate the fine and thorough explanation. That is a big help to kick things off here today. Now, this cloud-based approach appears to be dominated by big tech players. Can you tell us the pros and the cons of using an Amazon or other major players over a smaller provider?
For sure, yeah. Well, you know, the major players in the cloud world and in the SD-WAN world, yeah, they're big, they're powerful. They have facilities everywhere. They can extend reach all over the place. And for some customers, in some circumstances, they're going to be a great choice. But there are kind of important considerations, like, are you going to get the pricing, the customer service, the support, the discounts that you really need? A lot of medium-sized companies, even medium enterprise companies, find that dealing with the behemoths in the tech world is just not, let's say, a super pleasant experience. And they just might not get the kind of solution that they need. So having somebody who's a little bit more sized to fit, who's a bit more responsive to you, that can really be an important component of evaluating a technology offer. There's also considerations when you think about cloud specifically, like, you know, cloud providers like Amazon or so forth, which is really privacy and data sovereignty. So in some jurisdictions, not all data can be stored in any cloud anywhere in the world. Certain customer data must stay inside specific countries or not go to other countries. And customers in certain jurisdictions have the right to erase their data. So you kind of have to figure out where you're going to be storing the data and, you know, what are the legal requirements. So depending on your business need, you really got to think about the cloud as a strategic and tactical component of your network. Why are you putting data there? What do you hope to achieve? Can you work with a service provider or even a local data center provider who might offer you a better service, a more customized plan, and the professional services you need to get into that? And when you look at the cloud, SD-WAN can definitely be part of that cloud mix because it also, for some clients, supports hybrid cloud environments. So it allows you to have public cloud like AWS, but private clouds, private data centers brought into a single network and mix them together. And it also supports hybrid networks. So, you know, a good SD-WAN is going to enable you to take maybe your network today where you've got some high bandwidth dedicated fiber from a local local telecom and mix in more internet-based access into the SD-WAN in order to bridge those two environments. So it really gives you a more flexible approach when you think about moving to the cloud, Eric.
Awesome input and feedback, learning a lot already, and this is quite informative and certainly appreciate your joining us here today. We're speaking with Mr. Jeff Halton. He is the Chief Revenue Officer at Turnium by TTGI.io. Turnium connects your people, customers, applications, and data with a flexible cloud-native SD-WAN network, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Technology Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as you know, cybersecurity is a growing concern in the U.S. and globally, actually. Is connecting enterprise processes and data digitally creating additional security risk for a business? I'm sure listeners would like to hear your input on that.
No, absolutely, Eric. Yeah, like the more people you have accessing your data from more locations with more devices, the more you need to take into account security. And one way that SD-WAN can contribute to that picture, the security picture, is that it can encrypt data in transit. So people who are hearing me talk about putting data over the internet don't need to be afraid, because now all your data is going to be encrypted as it moves from the user site to the cloud and back or into other sites. It's not easily vulnerable and picked up. And in addition, some SD-WAN technologies do something that's called packet-based distribution, which means they distribute the data that's being sent from and received by a branch or a site office or location across the multiple circuits being used at that site. So that means that the packets of data aren't sent over a single location or a connection, I'm sorry, making data interception less likely to work. And think of it this way, like, instead of putting all your data in a single envelope, SD-WAN with packet-based link load distribution breaks it into separate envelopes and then sends those alternating envelopes, let's say one by post, one by courier, the next one by post, the next one by courier. So somebody who's trying to intercept your data needs to get all those envelopes and put them together, which is really hard to do because they got to pick them off of two different connections that are on two different networks. So really, they'll only end up with part of the story and it won't make much sense. And when you take that kind of transport level encryption and packet-based distribution, and then you layer on top security offerings and cloud-based security, then you really start to get a great security platform and solution. And some SD-WANs are like a one-size-fits-all approach, and they have their built-in firewalls and security and management. And others, like the ones that we offer, allow you to use any security solution you want. And, you know, we've chosen this approach because most businesses already have preferred security vendors and they don't want to switch. So what we do is enable our customers to use their existing security services on top of our SD-WAN environment. So it you know, there's different ways to slice the onion, so to speak.
Yeah, super information there, and once again, thank you for the details on that. Now, what impact has the pandemic had on SD-WAN, and do you project any key trends as we head towards next year, 2022?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, you know, we've seen over the last 14 months, we've seen a lot of growth in demand for SD-WAN. A lot more people working in more locations. A lot of interest in wireless and how can you use wireless in an SD-WAN environment. And so we believe we're going to see much more increased adoption of SD-WAN. And where we're seeing it, interestingly enough, is not just in North America, but in Asia, Latin America, Europe, Africa, Middle East, as the technology addresses the need to communicate across multiple countries and to give more flexibility in deploying and manage a network that can use any type of connection from any provider. SD-WAN is so good at that. So it's really attracting a lot of interest as people look at new technologies that allow them to gain control over their networks, get more flexibility. And, you know, like SD-WAN, many SD-WAN platforms can use white box devices, by which I mean like a off-the-shelf standard piece of hardware instead of something proprietary that you buy that has the manufacturer's name on the front. And when you can use a white box device, then SD-WAN gets even more affordable, which is of particular importance in countries where the cost curve really needs to bend down to support more customers in their budgets globally. We also see telecoms and managed services providers adopting multiple SD-WAN platforms. So early in the life cycle of SD-WAN, telecoms and MSPs and ISPs went out and they kind of bought brand name. So they found a brand name they liked that they knew that was big and recognizable, and they just kind of went, I'm going to buy that. What's happened since then is they realized that everybody bought the same five or six brand names. So there's a lot of competition, but there's also not much differentiation. And it's also meant that they need to have more platforms with different capabilities to help them deliver different price points and different services to different market segments. So something that you can try to sell to a global multinational, you can't sell to a medium-sized enterprise, and you definitely can't sell to a small, medium business. So the telecoms and the MSPs and the service providers out there, they're adopting multiple SD-WAN platforms to suit the needs of these different market segments. And in many cases, they're looking for a platform like the one we offer that they can white label, fully control, manage and deploy and integrate into their own service offerings. So kind of to tie some of this together for you a bit, Eric, and wrap it up, you know, we really see SD-WAN growing because it democratizes networking. As the next generation of networks, it enables software to do what proprietary hardware and proprietary networks run exclusively by telecoms used to do. So it delivers more people the secure private networks that they need to join the digital internet-based world where, you know, we're all going and most of our lives have already transitioned. More businesses need secure networking. They need affordable platforms. They need to be able to build services and deliver services and take advantage of cloud services in a flexible way. And in a nutshell, that's really what SD-WAN does, Eric.
Well, Mr. Holton, really appreciate your joining us here today. Quite informative, as I had mentioned earlier, and has been a big help to understand SD-WAN. And appreciate your joining us on behalf of Turnium by TTGI.io. Where can listeners get more information and tap into this SD-WAN network? Where's the best place online to do so?
The best place to start is at TTGI.io. And we have two platforms. We have a managed service, a turnkey managed service, and then we have a wholesale white label software platform that service providers can host and run themselves. And thanks very much for the time today, Eric. Appreciate it very much, sir.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and really appreciate you. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Jeff Halton, the Chief Revenue Officer at Turnium by TTGI.io, that connects your people, customers, applications, and data with a flexible cloud-native SD-WAN network. And for all the details, simply visit TTGI.io. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.